scourge of un-Australianism has even infected our national day. A balanced Australia Day diet should consist of a few nice juicy lamb chops and beer, and perhaps a bit of pavlova for those with a sweet tooth.
Well, actually, I was thinking about a tender lean sirloin.
What?
A tender lean sirloin, grilled on each side and sprinkled with fresh basil and oregano, and served with loads of crispy, fresh green salad and...
To attain an overall sense of vitality and well-being...
Lamb cutlets! That's the way, Billy. Good to see you putting in some.
You need protein.
What's good for you is good for the team.
Omega-3s.
Meatballs. Now you're talking.
Iron.
Over 2 million years ago, our ancestors took a giant leap. They jumped out of the trees and started to eat red meat. The natural proteins helped our brain grow. Hunting forced us to think. Red meat was helping us come to be.
There is nothing like a summer's afternoon spent at a mate's place by the pool, cooking up a storm on the barbie. But is our favourite steak, sausage or pork chop putting us at an elevated risk of cancer? Earlier this week, the World Health Organization released a report that looked at the link between red meat and cancer. Normally, we are taught to be skeptical of any big dietary claims, but 22 experts from 10 countries looked at over 800 studies to come to this conclusion, so unfortunately, we might have to believe this one.
In this particular case, WHO convened a international group of scientists to review from the ground up all of the studies, and there's more than 800 of them, addressing the association of red meat and processed meat consumption with cancer generally and bowel cancer in particular. And out of that came a conclusion that arguably is more solidly based on the available scientific data than anything previously available.
Bernard Stewart is a professor in the Faculty of Medicine at the University of New South Wales. He was part of the team that analysed the studies. He says that we don't really know how red meat causes cancer, but the link is there nonetheless.
It's believed there may be a number of carcinogens in red meat, but it's not known with certainty what the mechanism of cancer causation is. What is known is that consuming processed meat specifically is associated with, or is causally associated with, bowel cancer. But the mechanism whereby this occurs is, as I said, subject to investigation but not proven.
The study looked at red meat and processed meat, but let's start today with processed meat. This includes bacon and salami. According to the research, processed meat is classified in the same group of carcinogens as tobacco and asbestos. It's called Group 1, which is not great news if you're a tobacco-smoking, asbestos-chomping, prosciutto-loving person.
What is being asserted by consumption of processed meat being placed in Group 1 is that the evidence of a causal relationship between the particular exposure and the development of cancer is as strong for consuming processed meat as it is for benzene or asbestos.
However, just because it's in this group doesn't make it as bad for you as tobacco and asbestos. More people die from smoking-related cancer than meat-related cancer. So there'll be no calls to ban processed meat. Red meat, on the other hand, also got a bad rap, but it's not as bad as processed meat. Red meat, like steak and pork, is classified in a lower group, but there's still a risk of bowel cancer.
The scientific understanding of a causal relationship between eating red meat and an increased risk of bowel cancer is not proven. However, the evidence is substantial to the point that the technical term in respect of the IARC monograph terminology is probably carcinogenic to humans. That indicates a substantial body of evidence, but evidence which nonetheless falls short of definitive proof.
If you are worried that reducing your meat consumption will affect your guns, eat spinach. Actually, maybe not. Apparently Popeye got it wrong. Spinach isn't the best source of iron. Sarah Taki is a dietitian and PhD student at the University of Technology Sydney. She says that there are plenty of other foods you can substitute meat for.
You can definitely get iron, zinc, vitamin B12 and protein. You can get them from other sources such as legumes, lentils and also vegetables as well. And it's just as important because you will get the different minerals and vitamins that our body does need. So it will just encourage us to consume a variety of healthy foods rather than just sticking to red meat.
And Sarah says it's probably a wise idea to cut down on meat. Australians eat far too much meat as it is.
The average Australian consumption of red meat is 111 kilograms per year, and the recommended amount is 26 kilograms per year. So there is definitely room for improvement.
So Australians, on average, are eating over 2 kilograms of meat a week. But to meet the Australian dietary guidelines, we only need 3 to 4 servings a week.
The latest Australian dietary guidelines, which were released in 2013, they suggest no more than 65 to 100 grams of red meat, 3 to 4 times a week maximums.
And a serving is the size of your palm. So if you want to pig out on red meat this Australia Day, you might want to think about a meat fast in the weeks leading up to the day, or else face the wrath of Sam Kekovich.
It's an absolute disgrace, and people ask why we need capital punishment.